What is going on, men? It's your boy Crimson. I wanted to play this video for you. It's by a guy named Taylor the Fiend. But it's not really about him. It's about the chick and her statement. It kind of bothered me, and I wanted to share this, guys, with you because it bothered me. It really bothered me. Let's get into it.
By the way, divorce isn't a failure.
Right there. She goes on to say another statement that I'm going to address. But yes, divorce is a fucking failure. Now check this out. There's a lot to unpack. That statement is so dense with crucial unpacking that this may take me one or two takes. So basically, what she's saying is that if you fail to pick the right person or you fail to do the right thing, then it's okay. This is where we're at in our society. Accept mediocrity. The thing is that this woman had a restart every fucking day while she was married. She had a reset. When you go to sleep and wake up, it's another day. It's another chance to try again. Right? That's another chance to fucking give it another go. And what did she do? She fucking folded her cards and went home, packed up the board and went home. That's what divorce is. It is failure. Not trying to reset the pieces and try again. No, I'm gonna fucking stop playing. And I see this all the time, man. I see this with men and women. And this is what bothers me. And this is why I keep saying, in order to heal your heart, you need to figure out what it was that kept you in that shit relationship. Because that was the choice that you decided to make. Now, you'd be leaving, you'd be bailing, you'd be failing. But why did you stay? Like, if you fucking left, you'd be failing. But what was it that caused you to stay? Was it the sex? Was it the kids? Was it loneliness? Because the moment that you address the symptom, you'll fucking get to the cause. You'll realize, fuck, dude, I was a lonely guy. You see, the reason why I fucking stayed with my ex was because the sex was amazing. Because I didn't have any kind of like emotional connection to my mom after a while. She just decided to fucking... Once my father did what he did, that was it. My friendship with my mom was disconnected. She no longer loved me the way that she used to. Because I looked like my dad. I was his offspring. So she took it out on me. So, this is what I'm trying to tell you guys. Once you get to the fucking bottom, the root, you'll stop making those mistakes. My buddies get with single moms because they're single moms, thinking that they're going to, thinking that they're going to be a good mom simply because of the fact that they have kids. And that's you and I know. You, the listener, and I both know that that is bullshit. How often have you seen these single moms completely destroy their fucking homes in order to chase excitement, chase another guy, chase another party, chase another this, chase another that? I love my kids. I spoil them to death. No, these women spoil their kids because they feel guilty about what they're doing, because they know what they're doing is fucking wrong. They know it's fucking wrong, and yet they continue to do it. Why? Why lie to themselves like that? They lie to themselves like that because they know that it's bullshit. They know that what they're fucking selling is dog fucking shit. And then those same women are tired of dating the bad boys, the shit bags. And so what do? They go the other extreme. They pick the softest motherfucker and try to turn him Herculean. They try to turn him into what their idea of a good man is. And it's always fucking failure. Ever notice how their only resort to punishment is isolation? Well, if you're not going to do what I tell you, then I'll just leave you. And then they come back. Have you learned your lesson yet? Are you going to do what I tell you? Okay. Do what I tell you. Be the guy that I want you to be. Happens every fucking time, doesn't it? I was once that guy. So if you're upset about what I'm saying, I've already walked those shoes, bro. They're worn the fuck out, and I threw them the fuck out. And I see this shit all the time with chicks, too. They go up to these guys that pick the wrong fucking chick. They have kids with the fucking wrong fucking woman. And what do? They fucking wife themselves up with them. With a broken man. Because he's too fucking afraid to be alone and confront his demons and fix his shit. Oh, I got a brilliant idea. This guy was married. I met him at the bar. You know? But he seems like a good guy. I got a great idea. Why don't I fucking have kids with them and take his paycheck that's already cut in half and then half that fucking check? I fucking see this shit all the time, dude. I see it all the fucking time and it makes me fucking laugh. Because these women, they really do believe that they found their prince fucking charming. A guy who's already failed his fucking first relationship. And now he's going to fucking fail that one, expecting that one to work out. That's why shit gets shorter, by the way. That second relationship gets shorter because that guy's already spread thin. He's got another fucking family to worry about. He may not be connected with them, but he's stressed out about them just as much as he's stressed out about this current one. And now he's got to put in double the amount of effort to hide twice the amount of stress. I see it all the fucking time, man. And it makes me fucking laugh. It fucking makes me die of laughter every time I see this. Whenever I see a girl at the bar, a young girl, going after a formerly married man, I just smile and wave. And the girl's just all over that guy. And the guy thinks he's the luckiest motherfucker on earth to catch a 22-year-old. And I'm like, nah, dude. That's your death sentence. She just came in a younger form. Newer pill? Same bullshit. Same product. How about those single moms, huh? Those single moms that all my buddies think that are going to be great because they're fucking single moms. Look at them now. On their fucking hands and knees begging. Begging for the pain to stop. They'll do whatever it takes, they say. They'll change, they say. They'll work harder, they say. They'll do more, they say. And these girls, every time I hear it, what do you want? What do you want me to do? What do you want from me? These girls never fucking tell them, I want you to make more money. No. What do they say? I want you to change. I want you to be better. I want you to be a man for me. I just want you to succeed. I just want you to this. I just want, all that means is just, I want more money. I want a bigger house. I want the fucking 5-car garage with the 7, you know, with the 7 acres of land and the big fucking three-story mansion. They won't come out and tell you, dude. But that's exactly what they're fucking thinking. And here's the thing, for as smart as women, as on paper, statistically, women are smarter than us. and yet they keep doing the exact same dumb fucking shit that they did in fucking middle school. That's what bothers me. For as smart as these women think that they are, they're absolute fucking children. And I always see them take orders from other people, except for the fucking men in their lives. Every time, man. Every time. And I always ask myself this question. When are people going to wake up? When is anybody going to realize this? Our society has put us in a prison, a mental prison of infantilization, infantilizing ourselves. Our politicians have us believing that we can't make it without them. We can't make the right decisions without them. The courts have us believing you can't live a good life without us. You can't have the right news, the right up-to-date, the right statistics without us. Without us, you're nothing. And every single time I unplug and I fucking try to find a girl that's like me, who's unplugged, it's never gonna happen, dude. Because the excitement, that dopamine, that hit of excitement, going to the bar, going to the club, getting those fucking likes, it is too fucking addicting to them. I don't have social media. This is it. MGTOW TV. I talk shit on YouTube because I'm trying to get that fucking channel canceled. I'm just trying to fucking unplug from everything, including fucking PlayStation Live. I just fucking canceled everything. And I've never felt so alive and so in tune with myself. And now I look to my left and I look to my right, trying to find somebody else who's just as connected as I am. And I don't see it anywhere. And then the people that think that they are in tune are living in a delusional fucking world, man. Where they believe that they're the only ones that can see the fucking chaos and the mayhem. And it's just like they have this romanticized, like, idea of themselves. They don't have any fucking standing. When fucking they get slapped, when shit gets stolen from them, they're just like, oh well, man, I'm just gonna let it go. No. That is the difference between a lot of the fucking guys that I see out there and me. I might be the weakest motherfucker on the block, but at least I could see the fucking war coming, and that gives me just enough fucking time, foresight, to get the fuck out of Dodge, because I know I can't handle this shit on my own, and I know that I can't fucking trust anyone. I can't. I can't trust any motherfucker out there, because I see too many double standards. I see too many people doing these decisions, shacking up with people that are divorced, shacking up with people with a failed relationship and a failed marriage. And again, what I'm saying might piss you off, but I keep telling you, you gotta look at the reasons why you stayed in that relationship, because it's gonna make you, it's gonna change you. Gonna make you face all those fucking demons that you ran from, that you didn't even know existed. It's like fucking picking up a rock and seeing all the shit at the bottom of that rock. All the bugs, all the fucking chaos that's underneath that rock. It'll keep you from making that same mistake twice. Now, I'm not saying to go out there and fucking give it another go. That's not what I said. At least you'll be able to clean the wound properly, so you could say, you know what? Now I understand. Now I don't have this double fucking Now I'm not going to dance between going back out there and getting another chick. Now you'll realize why. You'll understand why. You were in that relationship, and you'll understand, and you won't have that idea of wanting to go out and give it another go. There will be no, you'll be too assured. You'll be far too assured to want to make that choice again. But far too often I see a guy on MGTOW create a channel. Fuck women. This is fucking bullshit, blah, blah, blah. And never hear from them again. They disappear. And we as men have this idea where, like, fuck, whatever happened to him. But you and I both know what happened. He went back. Because he thought, now that I'm red pill, all those fucking Rollo Tomasi's that keep selling you the bullshit that they sell you. Now that I can lift 60 pounds, now that I've got a little bit of a tummy that went away, you know, I've got some abs. Now that I'm making $4,000 or $5,000 a month, let me go give it another go. Not realizing that they're making the same mistake again. Choosing the wrong fucking people. And this chick is one of them. She keeps fucking trying to convince herself that what she did wasn't a failure. And it was. She said so herself before this. I just didn't record it. She failed her relationship. She failed her family. She failed everything. And now she's telling you that divorce isn't a failure? Make that make sense. How is she smarter than me? If she's so degreed, if she has this beautiful home, if she has all this shit, how the fuck is she smarter than me? My living room just has workout equipment. I've got two bedrooms, and both of them just have beds, just mattresses. That's it. I live a very simple shit life. But somehow this woman, with all this extravagance and this lavish lifestyle, with this gourmet, and that looks very delicious, by the way, cup of whatever the fuck she just made, somehow she's smarter than me. Only one word comes to mind. Doubt. Guard your heart. Oh, wait. Wait. Hold on. Wait a minute. She had something more to say. Hold on. Let's explore that.
It is. If you're someone... I can't believe I have to explain this, okay? But if you go through the vows, you know, the till death do us part through thick and thin, and then you decide to dip out because your feelings are that way, you know, you didn't, you know, you fell out of love with the guy, or you weren't getting what you needed. I'm sorry, you failed. Now, even if, guys, hypothetically, okay, if you believe these women and you say, okay, well, your husband is an inattentive piece of crap and he didn't treat you the way you deserve to be treated, queen, you still failed. You know why? Because you picked the wrong man in that case. If he truly is all of these terrible narcissistic things that, you know, a lot of these women say, okay, why marry him in the first place? Yes, you failed your marriage.
Divorce isn't something to feel shameful about. And when I look back on that, I think it's silly that I ever did, but I understand why I did.
Why is it?
Divorce isn't something to feel ashamed about. Divorce isn't something to feel ashamed about. That is the problem with these women. They don't feel fucking shame. They bury it in excitement. They bury shame, guilt, and sadness with partying and drinking and doing all this fucking shit. They go out and they fucking destroy their lives because they're trying so desperately to bury the sound of their own fucking guilt. Guard your heart.